Well, good morning and welcome to all, particularly on this Mother's Day and also on the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. A special welcome to all guests. It's a blessing that all of us are now here. And we share in the God's great mercy and love for us as we all come together as His church to offer this Mass this on this beautiful day in May. Please know that we will have some work done on part of the roof. Hopefully begin as early as tomorrow to put basically a new roof on the flat part on this long hallway that goes north to south and to go all the way down to the end of the hallway to the north parking lot, and then the other roof that goes from east to west. It's going to include the classrooms, the choir room, and the offices and so on. We have the money to do this through your generosity. So I'm not going to be asking, I'm not going to be hitting you up for building materials or anything like that. So hopefully the work will begin as early as tomorrow. So the next few days, if you are here, you might see some different construction equipment and so on. Pray for the good weather for the next 5 days. Does it rain, then we may well have everything done by Friday. So by next week, and we won't have to be parking around the different construction equipment. So in my thanks to you for your generosity making this possible. I mean, it's not the first time, nor will it be the last. There have been things that have been done here in a parish church about building, renovation, and so on. It has an important value to it. Some of you can remember a number of years ago that there was once a tall hedge all the way across the front of the property right along Harvard. You maybe remember that. And one of the early things that previous pastor, now Bishop Daniel Muggenberg, when Father Muggenberg was here, one of the first things he did was to remove that hedge. See, what he realized was that probably unintentionally when that was all planted, and you can kind of see the remnants of it is northeast corner of the property just by on Harvard and 22nd Street. You can see how tall that hedge once was. That if you stood along the sidewalk on Harvard, you could not see the church. And the message that's being sent was not the best of ones. It's basically, the church is hidden. So he had that pulled out, and there's another message that was being sent. That message was, we're here. We're open. You're welcome to enter in. It's an important message that was sent, and we send out messages in many different ways. And not just messages courtesy of 21st century technology, of text messages and so on, but we send out visual messages. How we dress each day for whatever occasion sends the message. For those of who are homeowners, you've got the idea of the curbside appeal. You know, that how the house looks from the street, that sends the message as well. And also, churches send a message. Beautiful churches, not only on the outside, but also on the inside, send a message. Beautiful liturgies send a message as well. Messages sent in many different ways. Of course, we hear in today's gospel, the very conclusion of the gospel of Mark, the most important message of all. The message that is entrusted not just to those apostles that are there witnessing the ascension of Jesus into heaven, but also entrusted to us today as His church. And that message is, go and preach the gospel to every creature. Proclaim this good news of salvation in Jesus Christ through His cross and resurrection to the entire world. That's the message that is entrusted to the apostles and also entrusted to us. You know, what's the parish motto? Proclaiming the Lord by word and deed. We proclaim that message in word and deed. Does this mean that we have to be perfect to do so? No. None of us are perfect. But I think one of the things that calls us to be that messenger is that, one, we realize that we are sinners in need of God's mercy and forgiveness. We seek to do this, do God's will, to bring forth that message. Also, we acknowledge, we understand that this is our task, this is our role. As you've heard me say many times, hopefully by now, as the church, we are not a non-government organization. We are not a country club for religious-minded people. We are not a social organization. We're the body of Christ. We're the mystical body of Christ. That's what St. Paul is telling us in his letter to the Ephesians today. And it's to us as the church, we are entrusted with this message by word and deed. And we send forth this out. And Jesus is telling his followers, telling us that this message is going to triumph. It is going to cast out the demons. It is going to triumph over Satan. It is going to be proclaimed to the entire world. It will be proclaimed in every language, every culture in which the gospel is introduced into. And it will triumph over the evil, the hatred from without, and the poison of corruption from within. And there will be healing. Certainly spiritual healing, yes. We will see the transformation of sinners into saints. We also see the miraculous physical healings as well. Hopefully we're all praying for that miracle, that healing miracle for Blessed Stanley Rother, attributed to his intercession, so he gets the upgrade from blessed to saint. As Catholics, we believe in physical, miraculous healings. That's not just a thing for the ancient world. That's not just a thing for the New Testament and the Gospel. We believe they happen in the here and now. Because one of the two things for the ascension of the Lord that begins the Acts of the Apostles, as we also hear today, is that first, our physical bodies have been redeemed. Our physical bodies are worthy of heaven. Jesus' physical body is taken up, and we'll see the same thing with his mother, with her assumption into heaven. That's not just a thing about the salvation of our souls, it's also the redemption of our bodies. The ultimate goal for us as the church is that our bodies will be in heaven as well. So not just simply a thing that the body is not important, the physical is important, the physical is unredeemable. It is redeemable because the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, and now his physical body of Jesus is now in heaven. The second thing about the ascension is that the ascension is not Jesus abandoning his church. It's not as if Jesus has gone off on an extended vacation. It's not like he's sitting on the beach somewhere and we're waiting him patiently to come back. No. Jesus, in a real sense, has never left us. The risen Christ transforms the limitations of time and space, and he is present with us. He is present in us. That's why we are the church, his mystical body on earth. That's why you're entrusted with this message. That we are the messengers. And seeing that we've been entrusted with it, that something else happens, that transformative grace, that we not only are the messengers, that we also become the message itself. We become the message of the gospel. Of salvation, forgiveness, mercy, eternal life through the cross and resurrection of our Savior. We become that message. And Jesus makes it very clear, this is not optional. If we're going to be authentically the church, if we're going to be men and women and children of faith, we have to be such as people of integrity, particularly now that we are living in a culture of disbelief. We're living in a culture that is increasingly now becoming openly hostile to the gospel message. But do not be afraid, as we're told, the truth of the gospel will have the victory. And through us, through our words, through our deeds, imperfect as we are, does this mean that we've all got to, become hermits somewhere? No. Does this mean we've all got to go and become missionaries in some third world country? No. Although if you're called to do so, you're called to do so. Rather, that we proclaim the truth of the gospel in word and deed, we become that message, and we send that message through a life of prayer, through our worship, our beautiful liturgies and beautiful churches. We become that message in our neighborhood, in the places that we live, at the dinner table, in the workplace, in the classroom, in our families. We become the message. Because this grace that is poured out upon us, the given first entrusted on the day of our baptism, and then is given to us in the gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which we'll celebrate next Sunday, and is now nourished today in the gift of Christ in the Eucharist, that transformative grace We've been entrusted with as messengers, and we are to become the message itself. Wow. God entrusts this to us as the church, empowers us, to use a modern term, empowers us to do so as his church, gives us the grace to do so, so let us not be afraid that all of us are called to do so. Let us pray for the courage to do so. Let us pray for to be open to that grace, to be transformed by it, so that we will fulfill this great commission. We will proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world, to every creature, so that this good news will have the triumph in this life to lead us to joy, everlasting joy in the next.